The Port of Ketchikan is reporting numbers for the 2020 cruise season. The port expects to lose out on 1.2 million cruise passengers that would typically drive $190 million into the local economy. 8,000 full-time jobs in Southeast Alaska are a direct result of the cruise industry. So far in 2020, half the cruise lines have canceled cruises to Southeast Alaska. And we're starting to learn more as to what cruise ships will not be getting dry dock enhancements in 2020. So far, Celebrity Constellation, Celebrity Infinity, Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas, and Allure of the Seas will not be getting dry docks. Currently, Carnival Victory is undergoing a transformation to Carnival Radiance in Cadiz, Spain. That is still on schedule for a fall delivery. And finally, Switzerland-based cruise company Scylla is returning to service as soon as possible, they say. The cruise line said they will not be operating at full capacity, though face masks will be mandatory, and all meals and drinks will be brought directly to the passengers' tables. They operate 34 river cruise boats throughout Europe. And Wall Street was closed on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday, opening back up later on this morning. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.